Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Kuku, let's take a cross-section of our economy. Let's look at three different results. Nedbank, representing banking, obviously. We'll go Discovery, maybe look at healthcare, and then ShopRite, just to look at retail. What does it look like for South Africa?
Top of the morning to you, Caesar. Well, overall, we've been speaking to these various CEOs of these companies on Kaya Biz in the last few days. And one thing is quite certain is that there is just an optimistic overview in terms of the economic performance and business performance of many of these Johannesburg Stock Exchange listed entities. Starting off with Nedbank, they've reported much better earnings in terms of the key metrics, return on equity, and of that the headline earnings per share, they did see a significant increase. One of the key indicators here was also the reduction in their credit loss impairments, which essentially means that the write-offs that they need to apply when consumers or their clients can't pay off their loans on time or effectively, that's also decreased significantly. And they largely attribute that to a better performing economy that we saw in South Africa last year. Consider the fact that interest rates were also cut slightly, though they were shallow, but that did translate into a better performance for the entity overall, including the fact that they're now also implementing a strategic shift within their business, largely regarding the disintegration of private wealth into other aspects of their business. Discovery was fantastic speaking to Adrian Gore yesterday. Again, all clear metrics improving across the numbers. What's been intriguing about Discovery, though, is that Vitality really sits at the underpin of their growth and their strategy being a shared value model. That fundamentally drives incentives for positive behavior, which then translates into better growth for the business. Largely, jewel in their crown had to be Discovery Bank, which has now turned to profitability, has just a little over 1.1 customers who are all primary banking customers, in other words, receiving their salary through that particular entity. Insurance, they did mention that bad weather conditions are still a concern and something that they are looking at, largely impacting their embedded value. Health is also a key concern here because this is where profits did decrease, largely on the back of heightened cost inputs when it comes to coverage for healthcare, but also bearing in mind that NHI is a key indicator that they need to be mindful of, largely going to be implemented over the next 10 years. And then let's not forget ShopRite, just one of the largest, biggest retailers across the African continent. They again also reported stellar results. One of the big takeaways in terms of their operational margins was, of course, their ongoing expansion of their footprint, now having more than 3,000, just under 3,000 stores in terms of bricks and mortar in South Africa. The big takeaway in our conversation with the CEO last night, Peter Engelbrecht, was the fact that they are looking to expand their Checkers 60-60 initiative into their ShopRite division. From what we understand, in the next few months, they'll be rolling out a few pilot projects within various provinces. 19 stores will have access to the platform. And essentially, because the customer base of ShopRite is so wide and so vast in terms of the customer profile, they're using this as an opportunity just to conduct further research in terms of fully understanding what needs and requirements would be unique to the ShopRite user experience versus that of Checkers 60-60. They have also indicated that there are opportunities for further growth and expansion, especially when it comes to a few of the other pet stores and ancillary investments that they do have under the label and ShopRite stable overall.
Okay. And so now let's look at SA GDP numbers and I suppose budget day expectations ahead of next week. What can we expect there?
Let's touch on the budget speech. You might recall that when this was due to take place in February, well, we were all left aghast when we realized that the budget speech would actually be postponed. It is set to take place next week, Wednesday, on the 12th of March. And from what we understand, again, there's still ongoing debate regarding the issue of contention, which was the proposed 2% VAT increase. According to various reports, MoneyWeb is mentioning that John Steenhuisen, who's the leader of the DA and Minister of Agriculture, has highlighted that there's been no agreement reached just yet, despite the ongoing debates and conversations amongst the GNU members. Coupled with that, there are additional reports on MoneyWeb that actually highlight that VAT is now proposed to increase by 0.75 percentage points. And that is largely or likely going to be proposed. It is expected that it is sufficient enough to cover the 60 billion rand shortfall that we see within our revenue stream. It's still not confirmed yet. The outcomes will be made clear next week, but it does continue to raise contentious issues regarding our revenue streams for our fiscus. Coupled with that, another key theme that I think is very critical is for us to actually look at GDP. When we did a post-analysis of the budget speech and essentially evaluating if that is a best option in terms of increases, one thing that was made clear by various analysts was the fact that there's typically a relationship of buoyancy in the economy and economic growth related to VAT increases or proposed VAT increases. The better the economy performs in terms of growth and output, which we have seen has been very muted for much of the year, including the fourth quarter print that we saw being released last night, that actually came in at about 0.6% for the fourth quarter of 2024. On average, Cesar, we've only grown by 0.7% for 2024, so not even a percentage. And that's also largely going to be in line with the growth expectations we have for 2025. So given the GDP expectations, linking that to the proposed VAT increase, I guess it does continue to show that there might be a shortfall in terms of the sustainability of this particular move or even how easily it will be absorbed within the South African economy.
Definitely going to be a big issue, but we'll see how it plays out. What are the markets looking like?
The markets yesterday was a fairly muted day. International markets did see a significant pullback, though. But the All Share Index will open up from 86,730 points. Bear in mind, there's still quite a number of companies that are releasing their financial statements. So the likes of Curo, Woolworths and Cashbuilder, just a few that have their updates and earnings out today. So we'll see some share price movements there. Currency-wise, 18.48 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 23.64 to the British pound, and against the euro at 19.63.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.